Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Monday, the 11th of February. Not the best yesterday, with Sevilla and Sampdoria both failing to win. Certainly didn't see that coming, and I certainly didn't see, whilst I thought City may win, a 6-0 demolition of Chelsea, who were all over the place, and who knows what's going to happen there. Looks like Abramovich has lost a bit of interest since they won the Champions League, and the manager, whoever it seems to be, can't get the players performing. I expected Chelsea to be a lot closer this season to City myself, but they are in absolute disarray at the moment. And of course, in the big game, the Spurs marched on, perhaps a tad fortunately, with the saved penalty. Anyway, a quietish day today. I've got two trades I'm looking at for you. One is backing Alavesh versus Levante at 8 o'clock. Alavesh currently 2.16. Got them ahead tonight on everything, so I will be backing them, but with a view to trading if they take the lead. So if Alavesh take the lead, I will zero the other two outcomes, Levante and the draw, leaving the profit on the Alavesh win. So that is how I will play that one in the 8 o'clock kickoff. And in Poland, Gornik versus Wisla Krakow kicking off at 5 o'clock will be a standard over 1.5 trade. So if it's 0-0 after 20 minutes, I will be back in the over 1.5 for sort of through that next 10-15 minutes of the game. And then I will remove liability on the under if a goal goes in. If it goes in too late, that it only leaves me red, I will let it ride. Great listening figures for the podcast, and I've had lots of feedback. Obviously, I only give you a sample of a couple of trades because I've got loads of stuff on site, but I am happy to share a bit more on the podcast. It's up to you what you guys want. I can do some half-time CS lays. I can do some sort of bigger liabilities, laying under 3.5 goals, 4.5 goals and trading. The reason I've avoided those is obviously because you're starting off at bigger prices, but they are markets that I play over the weekend, but I don't want to be here saying to people who lay 5.0 shots and they're getting all panicky or whatever. What you've got to remember is this is a long-term game. I do this day in, day out. I don't look at any one day's results, and obviously I'm wary of if I put a couple of 3.5 lays up and they go wrong, and people lose 4 or 6 points, then they give up and don't continue, and the whole thing's a waste of time. So that's why I've sort of stayed away from that. But I'm happy, you know, it's an easy format for me because I'm not having to write it all down, and I can just talk for 2 or 3 minutes going through my sheet. So I'm happy to add that, but I'm only going to add it if there's a demand for it. Obviously, I want this podcast to grow. It's always going to be free. I want to try and help you guys change your approach to betting and make some money and avoid many of the pitfalls. But without any of that, the whole key to everything is discipline and how you manage yourself. You can have the best selections in the world if you haven't got the game for it. Then, so, you know, I'm going to be covering aspects like that on site and through this podcast. But I'm more than happy if people want me to include a bit more on here to do so. It's just really a matter of letting me know. So either tweet me, DM me on Twitter, just reply to a tweet on Twitter, or email me. And obviously, you know, we've got a quieter week with Champions League football. I can start to put more stuff together, and from next weekend I can give you a fuller list of things if that's what people want. At the moment, from my list of stuff, I am just cherry picking 2 or 3. And obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with the horses at the moment. My only concern is that the horses are okay, rather than people having a complete meltdown and panicking about Cheltenham and going off to bet in France and wherever they can find a virtual race or whatever. That's certainly not my angle. All I want is the horses, but when they're back, obviously we will have a horse most days, particularly through the summer with the flat. So, not a lot today. We, as I say, Alavesh with a back to trade if they take the lead, and Gornik versus Wisla Krakow. You'll notice how I deliberately avoided saying the second part of the name of Gornik. When you look at the match, you'll find out why. But I will be trading the batting the over 1.5 there after 20 minutes and trading it if a goal goes in. Have a great start to the week, and I'll be back tomorrow.